When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, people? You know, there's only one piece of good news today, John. One piece of good news.
Is
one
it
only.
Rams related?
No.
It's Friday.
Oh, there you go.
It's just so, it just barrels into my ears.
Yeah.
It's awful.
It's a good reminder that it's Friday.
It's Friday.
And today, there's no bigger effing Friday than this one as the Lakers go down 3-0 last night. And I assume they're going to get closed out tomorrow. Do you think they got a shot tomorrow?
It's likely. That's statistically what tends to happen. But I look at these games as all one entity.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm packing to go to Denver on Sunday.
Are you?
Just in case.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, you when you get these jobs, you're committed to the ride however
sure.
long it lasts.
Sure.
So that's what we're doing.
All right. Bergman, we're taking some calls here. I think yep. the calls have been great so far.
They've been good. People have a lot of opinions. That's what we want for these 2 o'clock calls.
Yes, it yes. is what we
Opinionated.
Want.
Opinionated.
It's one long 2 o'clock call of the day.
Well, you don't have to look very far for a call. Every no. line is jammed.
Let's go to Matt in San Fernando. Matt, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, fellas. What's good? I never thought I would say this, but the big homie Bergman is right for a change.
Okay.
But anyways, the whole idea of continuity, that's exactly what I see is pretty much the problem here. And I think that falls off of Linka. When you really look at the fact that we should have never got rid of Vogel, we should have never got rid of Caruso, KCP, that was a problem right from the giddy-up. That was all manifested by Kalinka. And here we are now. This is karma. Everything that happened back then is how we're paying for it now. That was all Kalinka, bro.
Right, but
it's
Matt,
about these left.
Matt, what would you do now? If you're Kalinka now, I give you his job for a day. What do you do with it?
That's a tough one. I mean, I like the idea of trying to maintain this continuity. I don't necessarily know with these particular players, but it has to be something established, because even as we got free agency and things like that happening during the offseason, somebody has to look at the Lakers and be like, oh, they're solid. They're stable. I can go there and I can win for the next 5-6 years. It's not even where close to that right now. And as long as that's the case, we're going to continue to have this problem. LeBron, I think Berman's right. We got to look at a way. I mean, how can we sit here all day and say, we got to keep LeBron? It's almost like he's holding us hostage.
He's not. By the way, no, he's not. He's not holding it. They could clearly, he's going to opt out. They could clearly say, we're not going to sign him. There's no hostage situation.
Yeah, and by the way, star players leave all the time in sports. I mean, if they broke up with LeBron, he wouldn't be the first star to leave a team. Bill Belichick just got fired, and he's been to 10 Super Bowls. You know, this happens all the time. People say, well, I can't imagine the Lakers would part ways with LeBron. Really, it's up to LeBron. He can opt out and leave if he wants to.
It's his call, yeah. And I understand continuity. Like, continuity's really, really good when you've got something really, really good. Right? I mean, if they were... And don't get swept. I mean, if they were in this series, if they looked like they had a chance to win, if it was 2-2, I would say, all right, you can, if you lose to Denver in 6, I get it. You've made a little step. I don't think the Heat would be as high as it is right now.
Right.
But getting swept is humiliating.
It's going to be very interesting what they decide to do, because it's going to be somewhere, I think, in between what Greg is proposing and what you're proposing.
Wait a minute. I think I am between what you're proposing and what Greg is proposing.
Yeah, no, what I'm saying is you want to keep LeBron and AD.
Correct.
And fire Darvin and build around. Greg wants everyone out.
Yeah. Greg's like,
again,
clear the deck.
Not true.
But
I won't put words in your mouth. What, you want LeBron out? You want Ham out? Who else out?
LeBron, yes. Ham, yes. Bring in a coach.
Russell, you want Russell out, right?
Russell's just going to go. It's whether he sticks around.
There's a lot of...
If LeBron goes and Russell stays... I would be okay with that, to be, have somebody there that can shoot threes with
no,
with
AD. No, he's super tradable at that point.
He is super tradable, and he was always supposed to be traded, but, you know, they didn't. That's a whole other issue. But you're talking about the continuity part of all this. All those teams that you're talking about, Denver and Boston, that had this full continuity, that what they're doing, they also drafted their teams. Denver was drafted, fully drafted together. Boston, Tatum, and Brown were all drafted together. They were continuity from the very beginning. This team is just a bunch of dudes that they keep throwing in randomly and trying to get it all to work.
But the guys
should have stayed with Frank Vogel. He should have stayed. They should never have traded for Russell Westbrook. That's just going back in time.
Right.
But that's where it should have stayed. That's where the continuity should have happened.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
So everybody wants, most people want Darvin gone at this point.
Yeah.
Was that the way it was with Vogel? Was there this groundswell of get rid of Vogel? I don't remember that. I remember defenders of Vogel. I remember people who thought, you know, we're just 1 year removed from a championship. Why would you blow out the coach? I don't believe I was calling for Vogel to be fired.
Absolutely not.
I think what happened there was when they lost early in the playoffs and then they traded for Westbrook, either Westbrook or Vogel had to go. And it was Vogel that went.
Right.
Because they couldn't move Westbrook. And then they decided after a few months with Darvin that Russ couldn't stay, and they ran Russ out. But the thing I'm trying to point out to you guys, and the easiest thing in the world to do today is to take the Bergman position, get rid of LeBron, get rid of Russell, get rid of Darvin, get rid of everybody. But I'm trying to point out that you do that. Everybody does that every 2 years.
Right.
And at some point, you got to stop.
But the point is,
if you don't want to stop now, that's okay.
But wait.
But I'm just saying, I'm going to point it out now on April 26, 2024. If we're still here on April 26, 2026, you guys will be calling for these guys to get fired
again. No, we didn't call for Vogel to be fired.
We didn't.
Right.
Nobody
did. We did not call. And they fired him anyway. You want to talk about continuity. Why did they fire Vogel when they did? There wasn't at this groundswell of fire Frank Vogel.
Why do you think they fired him?
LeBron.
Yes, 100%.
I think
it was 100% LeBron. LeBron has the sign off on every single head coach.
And that's why
his fingerprints are on every decision in the organization. I believe LeBron is the reason Frank Vogel got fired.
And that's why they brought in Russell Westbrook too, was because of
LeBron.
Yeah.
Blew it up.
The interesting thing about, you know, that continuity argument is Greg's right. They had a bunch of guys they had developed. They drafted Kuzma. They developed Caruso.
They played well.
Remember, KCP was manna from heaven.
Absolutely.
And they threw them all away.
Yeah, they all won that bubble championship.
Yeah, and they just got rid of them.
And they just got rid of them. So that's when you got something good, you want continuity.
Right.
When you got something bad, you want to blow it all up. I believe tick, tick, boom.
Needed a third star. You had to go get that third star.
Well, you're going to hear that. You're going to hear that again this offseason.
It doesn't work.
It won't be Russell Westbrook, which was a bomb from the beginning. Just a bomb. All right. More calls coming up. It's a dark day. I want to touch on a couple other things. First of all, I did win $30,000 mythical dollars because I called the name that the Rams would take at number 19.
Hey. You did not win $30,000.
What I win?
You won $60,000.
It was. It was 2-1, wasn't
it? Gave you 2-1 odds.
It was.
I'd love to sell you short, but you're selling yourself short.
That's gigantic. What a great bet.
Yeah.
And now I look back at it, I'm like, oh, they put out all this smoke about offensive player, offensive trading.
Nothing
down,
to it.
Trading. I think all of it was they had their guy, they had him in 19, and that's where they stuck. Raiders, by the way, took Brock Bowers, who I think is going to be a very productive tight end in this
league. Oh,
really?
Who's going to throw him the ball?
Chargers took Joe Alt, who is the top offensive lineman in this drive. You feeling good about that, Brian?
Oh, love it.
Yeah?
Love it.
You going to move out in an RV like Coach Harbaugh?
I wouldn't be opposed to it, you know? He got his guy, though.
Same neighborhood as Greg Roman and Harbaugh. You going to park an RV?
If it was next to those two, hell yeah.
There you go. And I'm trying to think. There's one. Dodgers, they seem to have turned it around now.
Well, they won this series.
Yeah.
Where are they now, Greg?
Toronto.
Oh, they're good. Toronto's good.
Mm-hmm. Greg has bet the over tonight, which I think is smart.
Right.
Because Gavin Stone is pitching.
And some dude that neither of us have heard of.
Exactly. we've got some bets. We'll talk about the Cut app coming up, too, and more of your calls. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right. Mirror Audio Video has been serving L.A. sports fans for more than 40 years. Isaac and Roy and the team at Mirror can deliver products and services that others just don't offer. cutting-edge home automation from Crestron, Lutron, and Control 4. You want to have one-touch control over everything from your pool to your lights to your window shades? Mirror is the place. Better, faster Wi-Fi? Got to be Mirror. Plus, and we can't stress this enough, world-class customer service. You know when you call some big company and they throw you into that automated mess? Not going to happen with Mirror. Try this now. Try it. Call this number. 310-234-4010. 310-234-4010. Isaac or Roy will pick up the phone, and just like that, you're taken care of. So do like we do. Call Mirror Audio Video today. 310-234-4010. Tell them Mason and Ireland sent you. They'll hook you up for sure. That's Mirror Audio Video in Westwood.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
All right, so the Lakers have basically exited the playoffs. For all intents and purposes, as they lose last night, blow another lead. And I am betting tomorrow night on the Cut app on the Lakers-Denver game.
What are you betting?
Under. Last night was a push. You were on the over, I was on the under, and it ended up 217.
Just because Austin Reeves hit that three right at the end of
exactly.
the game.
Exactly. But I got a lot of action. If you're not betting on the Cut app, I don't know what you're waiting for. This is the legal way that you can bet in California. It's peer-to-peer betting. Bergman and I are in there all the time. I've got like six bets rolling today,
I know, you
Bergman.
Went crazy today.
I went crazy.
Yeah, I put a couple out there.
Yeah. John, NBA bets, I get the Pacers on the money line over Milwaukee. What do you think?
In Indiana, yeah. I like it.
I got Dallas minus 4.5 versus the Clippers in Dallas.
You're taking the Mavericks?
Mavericks minus 4.5.
Like it.
Yep. And then I got a bunch of other bets rolling. If you're not on the Cut app, download the Cut app. It's K-U-T-T. Enter ESPNLA for a 10% deposit bonus and then join the ESPNLA social group. And we're kicking bets around there all day long, all weekend long. I am a betting fool, Ireland. It's fun to bet for real money,
I was going to say,
too.
It's fun. I don't think you're a fool. I think it's fun. I would bet more if I could. I'm restricted from betting.
Yes, you are. All right, so a lot of people sounding off about the Lakers today. They blew another lead last night at Crypto.com Arena. Chance of fire. Darvin Ham were heard in the building. And that's a lot of what we're talking about today.
Take that guy on line six that says, John is wrong.
Oh, John is wrong.
That's the quickest way to get in the air is call and say one of us is wrong.
Josh in Venice. Good afternoon.
Hi, Josh.
What's going on, fellas? Yeah, John, you are wrong once again. Malone had all of these switches and adjustments that he was going to do, but he said he never had to use them because Darvin Ham didn't do anything.
Josh, I think you're confusing my position. If you want to fire the coach, go ahead. All right, it's up to it. Yep. If you were running the team and you want to fire the coach, that's a perfectly.
You're going to ask me who, right?
No, it's a perfectly reasonable position. What I'm telling you is there is a pattern here that has gone on for 12 years, and here's the pattern. If the Lakers don't win a championship, everybody says blow it up, get rid of everybody, get a new coach in here. And it happens every 2 years. So, Josh, I don't care who you hire. In 2 years, you're calling me back and saying, blow it up again. You've got to get out of that cycle. Now, I'm not arguing to keep the current guys. If you want to get rid of them, go ahead. But I'm telling you, Mike Malone had losing records each of his first 2 years, and everybody in Denver wanted him fired. They didn't fire him. He stayed with it. So what I'm saying is pick a horse. You guys got to pick a horse. Whoever you want to go out there and get, once you get him, enable him, develop, and come up with a plan. Because right now, I don't think you guys have one. Well, I don't have one. Nobody
when you say
has one.
You guys, a lot. Josh, did you want Frank Vogel fired?
No, not at all. He was great.
Yeah, I don't know why we fired Frank Vogel.
John, do you think that Darvinham is anywhere close to a coach that Malone is?
I don't know, but I know that Darvinham in his first 2 years has a much better record than Mike Malone did in his first two, and he had Jokic.
That was a completely different situation.
Right, of course it was.
Had all these different players.
Right, but what I'm saying is...
Michael Malone, because his guys were hurt, could you really blame his guys being hurt on Michael Malone?
Jokic, and he went 33-49.
But he also didn't have Porter, didn't have Murray.
Right. But what I'm saying is that...
If you told me Lakers didn't have LeBron last night, didn't have AD last night, there's a mitigating circumstance.
Everybody wants to fire the coach when you lose, and I understand that. What I'm saying is, if you keep doing it over and over and over and over again, for whatever reason...
Right.
Then you become a clown car.
Right, but
and
again,
you guys keep arguing.
Why
for that.
Did they fire Frank Vogel?
Because
there was not this.
What did you say when I asked you why did they fire
Frank
Vogel?
But you're talking about continuity. Who are they going to? Nobody. People were not chanting fire Frank Vogel at Laker games. They're chanting fire Darvinham. They fired Frank Vogel when honestly there was no groundswell to do it.
Except that. The players, like Rob talks about all the time, that the players are in a partnership.
So LeBron had him fired.
So if the players came, not necessarily LeBron, maybe it was the clutch guys.
The clutch guys pulled the plug on Frank Vogel. But that's their call.
If they all went to Rob and said, hey, we're not going to win a championship with this coach.
Even though we already have.
You've got to change him. And Rob, what's Rob supposed to do at that point?
So at that point, they're responsible for the clown car.
Right.
At that point, the players are responsible for the clown.
Doesn't it seem like AD wants him gone now? Darvinham gone?
Yeah, I do think that. We don't know what we're doing half the time. I think AD...
I want to ask you, John, because I don't want to put you in that position, but
yeah.
Mason, what does Darvinham do well?
Yeah, it's a really good question. It's certainly not second half adjustments.
It's not figuring out how to put a body on Aaron Gordon when he's destroying you in the paint.
I'll tell you what. Michael Malone's a really good coach. It's funny.
Who the Nuggets fans wanted fired after 2 years.
We used to talk about how, let's use a football analogy, how Pete Carroll, his second halves were so good.
Right.
Sean McVay, great second half.
Yeah,
coach.
Like freakish stat. Like he hasn't lost a game with a halftime lead ever.
It's because they're making adjustments, right? And the fact is that Darvinham keeps running the same thing over and over. It's like it is like insanity. You've got to make adjustments, and he never did to what Denver was doing.
The interesting thing, though, about Greg, your plan to run LeBron out of town.
No, if he wants to go, go.
No, but what you're saying is you want him to go.
I want him to opt. If he opts out, then you can go.
Rooting for. You want him gone,
I'm fine if he opts in, but if he's gone, great.
Wait, you are fine if he opts in?
Yeah, for that 1 year?
Sure.
For 1 year.
If he opts in, what choice do you have?
If you're opt in, let's run it back.
He's going to opt out.
Okay, so here's the part of this that we haven't talked about, if we're being dead honest.
I think I'm being pretty honest. Mason, honest.
Well, this is going to put you in a weird spot then.
Okay.
Good Karma pays more money in rights fees than any radio station in the United States for Laker basketball. The reason they do is because they get stars. They get LeBron and AD. You are saddling Good Karma with 5 years of a rebuild.
That's a very dangerous place to put me, by the way. I try to not put you in a bad spot.
Right.
But what I'm going to say to you is also, during those years that you always talk about with the, you know, where there's all the young kids and they won't, the six years of hell.
Randall, Russell, Lonzo, who was the other
guess Brandon. How many people were at Staples Center at the time? Guess how many people were filled every single night.
Right.
Well, Laker fans go right. to Laker games no matter but what because we are a fan of the team, not the players.
Right, but that's not our audience. Our audience is the people listening on the radio.
They are going to listen to us no matter if the Lakers are good or not.
I would argue the Lakers drifted into some level of irrelevance when they weren't any good at all.
And we are still listening to what we do here. And especially now, with the way the format is, everyone's going to listen whether the Lakers are good or not.
Here's what would happen if LeBron and AD leave. All of the broadcast partners, not just us, but Spectrum pays way more than we do to do the games on TV. They would go to them and say, hey, when we signed up for this and offered you to pay this highest rate in the country, you guys were going to the playoffs and competing for championships. Now, under the Bergman plan, we're going through a rebuild. We shouldn't have to pay as much. And all of a sudden, that affects the bottom line and everything changes. So there's more to consider here than just run LeBron and AD off.
It's a contract. They're not, let's not get into that.
It is. Let's not get into that part of it, but it is a contract.
Right.
But in the case of, just to be fair, I hate to do this, but to be fair to Bergman.
I know it's not the most fun thing to do, but
right.
speaking of facts today.
He's saying don't re-sign LeBron. He's not running AD off. My contention is that if the Lakers don't offer LeBron an extension, that AD will say, I went out of here.
I think AD will say, I want out of here. Greg says they're going to, I think your line was, they're going to go through a rebuild either in 3 years where LeBron leaves or we can jumpstart it now.
Whenever LeBron leaves,
I think when they start,
use
the word rebuild, then AD's out. He wants to compete for championships. That's why he came here. He had that in New Orleans.
It could very well be the rebuild that the Rams went through. What did they use? Instead of rebuild, they said that it was a restructure or was a
remodel.
Remodel, yeah.
Yeah,
it
but
could
they
very
only,
well be a
the Rams
remodel.
Are only down for 2 years. I think the Rams are going to compete.
1 year.
So why can't the Lakers just be
gonna
down
compete
for 2 years?
The Super Bowl this year?
Yeah, Rams are only down 1 year. They had one bad year.
Yeah, why can't the Lakers do that if they can?
Because it's easier to do in football because NBA is more star driven. If you don't have stars, like every team that's doing well now has an all NBA player.
Right.
Well, that they drafted and built up.
Well, it doesn't matter how you got them. Yeah. LeBron and AD, we have two All-NBA players, and we didn't draft them or develop them. Yeah, we just went and got them.
If you get
but you want to get rid of them. If you get rid of them, how do you replace those guys?
Again, you're asking this some of the questions that it's just impossible to answer. But if he goes, you have to then rebuild around AD. You bring in other players.
I would like to point out they're meant to be impossible.
Right.
Yeah. Just
right.
so you know.
No, yes,
he's
I know.
Winding up and you, throwing you an impossible. Like, it's like one of those Yamamoto split fingers. It's
right,
like
it just drops
no
out
chance
underneath.
At all.
Right. Just like you like to say, Rob sees the whole board. I don't have the
right,
board.
We don't right. have a board. We have no actual board to see. Rob sees the board.
Right, but
it's up to Rob.
So Rob's got this board.
Yes, he's got a literal board.
Yeah, so picture playing a game of Monopoly and you got all the parts on the board.
The way the buses used to, around the Monopoly table.
So you're playing Monopoly and what happens is Bergman comes in every 2 years, he picks up the board and throws it and puts it back down and says, all right, rebuild it, go.
See, I've
saying,
never
just
wanted
leave
to rebuild.
The board.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. But that's the easiest thing to do if you want to say the definition of insanity. Do the same thing over and over and over and over again. That's this. Keeping LeBron AD is the definition of not AD. Keeping LeBron and going through the exact same thing is the definition of insanity. Doing it over and over and
okay,
over.
Yeah, okay. Here's the hard question to answer. You say doing it over and over and over again.
Look at your board, Bergman. Look at your board.
How long should you have to get it right?
Okay, you're going back to the coach now? Are we going to coach now?
I'm just asking. Coach, players, whatever. How long, if you decide on a plan, how long should you give that plan to work or not work?
It just depends on who the players that are involved. It depends on the coach.
So you don't want to answer.
It depends on a lot of different things. I mean, 4 years? I don't know.
We haven't given a coach 4 years since Phil Jackson.
You're going back into the coach thing where
we haven't
Frank
given a
Vogel,
GM 4 years. I mean, we haven't given anybody 4 years.
LeBron blew up the Frank Vogel situation.
How long has Rob had? Rob's had... Six years?
When did Magic walk out? 2018?
Yeah, 6 years.
2019? I can't remember when he walked out. When did Magic walk out? I'll look it up.
Yeah, I think it's 6 years. So it's not, we haven't recycled through general managers.
But I'm just saying, whatever your plan is, I'm okay with it. But you have to give your time plan to develop and work.
Right.
Well, you just can't blow it up. Like, that's a good analogy with the Monopoly game. If you come in, if you're playing Monopoly and everybody's, you know, some people are doing good, some people are doing bad, but if you come in and just yank the board,
right,
throw all the pieces up in the air and start over,
right,
and you do it 12 years in a row, eventually you're going nowhere.
Right, but the reality is that
I know you guys want to do it again, and I'm okay with that. I'm just saying.
No, we didn't want to do it the last time.
That's the point.
We did not want to do it.
But the players, the players did.
Right. So they're the ones that are creating the clown car. And ultimately, if Darvin gets fired, again, it's the players who are going to be responsible for that.
No, this time it's you guys that want him out.
If he's gone, it means LeBron has signed off on. If he's gone, it means AD is given a little push. If Darvin is gone, you say it's a collaborative relationship between Rob and the players. He's not going to blow out Darvin or keep Darvin without talking to LeBron and AD, which means that if Darvin's gone, LeBron and AD have signed off on it.
I think the question players, including LeBron and AD, would ask if you're going to fire Darvin is, okay, who we get?
Well, they have an idea, right?
Right.
LeBron must have an idea who he wants to play for. AD must have an idea who he wants to play for. Rich Paul must have an idea on who they want to play for.
When Frank Vogel got hired, that was Ty Lue's job. And then Ty Lue turned it down.
Ty Lue, they wouldn't give him the fourth year.
And they didn't go get Vogel. Rob went and got Vogel.
Right.
So,
but why did they? Yeah.
So you're saying that they already know who they want. They didn't want Vogel. Rob went and found
him. Yeah, well, they won a championship.
Right. But LeBron and AD didn't put Vogel in that seat.
Right, so apparently...
But you're saying this time they would put
LeBron
someone in that seat?
LeBron is the one that pulled the plug on Vogel. LeBron, AD, Rich Paul, all those guys pulled the plug on Vogel because it's a collaborative relationship between them and Rob.
I would include, I think, a very big part of that firing was Westbrook, who is still on the team.
What, Westbrook wanted Vogel gone?
They were oil and water.
Oh, my God. Well, they're the ones that have created the clown car. Westbrook joined the clown car.
Right.
He was in the clown car with them. And Vogel got fired because of Westbrook?
By the way, you know what I heard? And I hope, I pray this isn't true.
Okay.
I pray this isn't true, but I've heard it from two different people. I heard if the Suns get swept, they may blow Vogel out in Phoenix.
There you go.
You know, it's just that's the way
we'll bring him back. He won a championship here. He's a championship coach. Nobody wanted him fired in the first place except possibly LeBron and AD.
Well, I think you're not looking at the real. It wasn't LeBron and AD as much as it was Russ. Russ and Vogel did not get along.
But should Russ have the power to run off a coach that just won a championship?
Not by himself. But I think what it came down to was, okay, we need a new voice, new vision. We tried this with LeBron, AD, and Russ. We think this three-star thing can work if we have the right coach. So they blow Vogel out. They bring in Darvin. Darvin tries it for, 5 months, yep. 4 months?
And then they say Westbrook out.
It's not the coach. It's Russ.
Right.
And they blow him up. And Rob does an incredible job of building a team on the fly, and they go all the way to the Western Conference Finals. Now that team has, in the eyes of you guys, run out of its usefulness. You got to blow the whole thing up.
Yes.
Which is fine, but you better have a plan. And whatever that plan is, you got to give it time to work because nobody wants to do that.
Yeah, but in the end, it really, well, we'll talk about this. I don't know where we are. Do we have a clock anymore?
We have one more segment and then What's Up, Fool. So let's go. You can tell us about ZipRecruiter, John.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about ZipRecruiter. Well, we'll do some What's Up, Fool.
What you guys are arguing for.
After another break.
ZipRecruiter is perfect.
Yes.
See, you can go get new players, you can get new coaches, you can get new everybody.
I'm on ZipRecruiter
It would take 11 weeks on average to hire for an open position.
There's Mike Budenholzer's name on ZipRecruiter.
Well, he's available.
Yep.
By the way, you know who one of his best friends is and has been on his staff everywhere he's been, Atlanta, Milwaukee, everywhere? Darvin Ham. Did you know...
That is true.
That ZipRecruiter helps you find qualified candidates for all your roles fast, and you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter uses powerful matching technology to quickly find and send you the most qualified people for your roles. I saw Ian Siegel, the inventor of ZipRecruiter, this morning. He would say they don't leave anything to chance. So speed up your hiring process. Go with ZipRecruiter. Just go to that exclusive web address to try it for free, ZipRecruiter.com/LA. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results. Fast. Constant Contact makes it easy to promote your business with powerful tools like email and SMS marketing, social media posting, and even events management. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. Don't know much about marketing? No sweat. Constant Contact's writing assistance tools and automation features help you say the right thing at the right time, every time. Plus, you can send with confidence, knowing your emails are actually reaching your customers thanks to Constant Contact's best-in-class 97% deliverability rate. Tackle any challenge with Constant Contact's expert live customer support. Plus, everything's backed by their 30-day money-back guarantee. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
It Friday.
Yep. It's more effety than usual.
It's Lakers fired up Friday.
Down 0-3.
Yeah, but it's depressing.
It's depressing. It is sad.
I hate people getting fired, but it's happening. There's going to be changes.
Yeah, there got to be. There got to be.
Some people are going to be removed.
Yes, without question.
All right, did you want to hit something else or you want to take another call?
Take another call.
Diego. It says Diego is in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Wow.
Is that true, Diego? Are you in Tennessee?
Yeah, that's right. Knoxville, Tennessee. So about 2.5 hours east of Nashville, Tennessee.
Cool.
Yeah, I love Nashville.
Are you a Californian originally?
Yeah, born and raised in the city of Inglewood. Still have family there, actually. My brother lives literally in the shadow of the Intuit Dome. So, yeah, I still got family in LA.
So, is that how you discovered us? You lived here?
Yeah. Okay. I've been listening to you guys for 15 years, probably.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. All right. So, what do you think about this Laker thing? What should happen?
Yeah, so you guys have kind of been talking about it a little bit, but Travis was actually the one that mentioned it in the earlier show. And Clint Yates actually brought it up about ownership. And you know, leave it up to Clint Yates to bring this up. and so Jeannie Buss, man, under the Lakers, I think the Lakers have been mired in mediocrity, man. The winning record is probably the low 500. Playoffs, they can barely make the playoffs. Making the playoffs requires, like, structural rule change for the Lakers to make the playoffs. John, you want to blame the fans for Jeannie and Rob's inability to hire coaches. You say,
oh, no, I don't want to blame the fans for anything. What I'm saying, Diego, you're a fan. What would you do if – maybe I'm the only one who thinks that there's a problem when you fire the coach every 2 years, because that's what they've been doing.
The fact of the matter is that they fire the coach every 2 years because they don't know how to hire coaches, John.
Right.
I tell you what.
But Mason is empowering them to do it again.
Well, what choice is there? These are the people who will make the decisions.
You can't fire the owner ever.
No.
That's like, ask the Angel fans.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
But they've proven – Diego, I'm not sure – who the right coach is for this team, but I know this.
It's not Darvin Ham.
I know that firing whoever you hire every 2 years is a plan that won't work. Do you agree with that?
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry?
Firing the coach every 2 years, two or three years, is a plan that won't work.
Correct. But this is their plan. They hired the coach, John.
Correct. So,
and they're making the.
What I'm arguing is we need a new plan. All right? We can't fire the owner. We can't.
We're all in agreement then. We need a new plan.
Right.
Which includes a new head coach.
Fine.
It includes refurbishing this roster.
But what I'm saying is, if you do it, you can't come back in 2 years and say, do it again. Because that's what we've been doing.
Who is firing the coach every two? I forget. Who's actually doing this? Who's turned it into a clown car? Who is responsible?
Well, what do you think? On his jersey.
Ownership.
Well, you just said earlier that was the players.
Well, I mean, LeBron is definitely pulling the plug on guys. There's a collaborative relationship between...
But answer your own question. Yeah. Who is responsible for firing the coach every 2 years?
LeBron.
But you just said it was ownership.
Ownership is responsible. Ownership is responsible.
So it's all of them.
It is all of them.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if it's really the players who are shuffling through coaches,
mm-hmm.
and it seems like it is...
Seems like they have a large role in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think those players are responsible for what you say is the clown car that the Lakers have become. I mean, those guys, ultimately, if LeBron wants to play for Darvin Ham again, Darvin Ham will be back. And if LeBron doesn't want to play for Darvin Ham again, Darvin will be gone.
Well, so I should point this out, too, that nobody wants to fire the coach in the front office simply because they have to pay these guys.
Sure.
All these guys have, I mean, maybe with the exception of Luke, I can't remember if Luke had any time left on the end of his deal when they fired him, but all these other guys that have been fired had time left on their deals, including Darvin. I think Darvin got a 4-year deal.
So they wouldn't give Ty Lue a 4-year deal, and they gave one to Darvin?
I think so. I could be wrong about that. Vogel only got 3 because that was the deal that they offered to Ty Lue,
correct,
and he turned it down. By the way, let's see what happened. The Clippers play tonight, right, Greg?
Yeah, they're going to lose that series to Dallas.
In Dallas.
They're going to lose that. What? They're going to fire Ty Lue? I'd take Ty Lue in a second.
I think Ty might
leave.
I'd take Ty Lue in a second.
I would too. But I'm saying you got to watch everything.
Right.
There's a lot of moving parts.
Okay, so
here.
Now we have Ty Lue on the board. Look, we've got a board
or
and we've got
not,
Ty Lue
maybe
on
not,
it.
Like, here's the problem with going up against Ballmer in anything.
Yeah. He'll outspend you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever the offer is, he'll just say, okay, I'll double it.
Yeah.
And you just sit there and go.
Yeah, I don't know why Ty would leave that job now, going into the new building and all the hoopla around
Paul George can opt out this year.
Yeah.
That's right, Paul George.
A lot of people think Paul George might like end up in Philly. I think what will happen is when Paul George becomes a free agent, Ballmer will just pay him the most money.
There's no question about that.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it's capped, but he's still got to pay him the most money.
If they choose to.
Right.
If that's their plan. All right, so we'll get more of your calls, promise. We'll do that at 3 o'clock. In the meantime, we're going to do a little What's Up, Fool. We need a little break.
Breathe.
Wait a minute. Is this game live?
Looks like it.
Indiana 5 to 2 over?
It is, yeah. Just started.
Why is this starting so early?
That's what's going to be my question. Where are they in Indiana right now? In Indiana? What's that, Central time zone or Eastern?
Don't believe in daylight savings time, if that helps. Indiana never goes on daylight savings time.
But still, the earliest it could be
is 2 hours difference.
It's either 2 or 3. They started this game at 4:30 in Indiana.
Yeah,
that's weird.
That is very early. All right, coming up next for you, do some What's Up, Fool. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Let me tell you about my buddy Jacob Imrani. This is the weekend. And you probably got big plans. Maybe you're driving down to San Diego, have some fun, down in South, as Cappy would call it, or you're going out to the desert or whatever it is, and you're out with your buddies, and bam, another car hits you. You're angry, you're frustrated, you ache a little bit. What should you do? Well, you got to call my friend Jacob. Put this number in your cell phone, 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Nobody plans on being in an accident, but when it happens, you want to immediately call Jacob. He and his team are available 24/7, so no matter the time of day or night, you can always call Jacob from the scene. He and his team are going to walk you through the process. For example, taking photos of not just your car, but the other car, getting witness phone numbers, and lots of other tips that'll strengthen your case. So before heading out this weekend, put Jacob's number in your phone. It's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB, or remember, calljacob.com.
Accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie, call Jacob.
And don't forget to follow Call Jacob on Instagram and Facebook. Go to @call.jacob. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Thanks, Morales. All right, so this was always going to happen. The NBA and Amazon Prime are finalizing a deal for the streaming service to become one of the primary broadcasters for the league's games.
Mm.
That's including regular season and playoff contests, including the possibility of conference finals games.
Wow.
ESPN is also close to completing the broadcast deal with the NBA that will run for at least 10 years and ensure the finals will remain on ABC for the duration of that agreement. This is always what was going to happen, right, John? At some point.
I now believe, I know a bunch of people that work at Amazon Sports. I think they're going to be the premier sports network in the world within 5 years. I think they're coming for everything. I think they're coming for the NFL. Now they've got it. They're coming for the NBA. Now they've got it. They've also bailed out some of the Bally's in Major League Baseball. They spent the weekend in Talladega. They're taking over NASCAR next year. These guys are smart. They're young, and they got Jeff Bezos' money. Get ready. Mace, I think I sent a story to you guys either today or yesterday talking about how, remember when everybody was all up in arms when they put a playoff game on Peacock last year?
That money grab, yeah.
And everybody said, well, that's a ridiculous money grab. And then it came out how much money they were getting. They got like $150 million for one game from Peacock. I think within 5 years, guys, the majority of sporting events that we watch will be on a streaming service within 5 years.
Within 5 years, I think many, many, many more people will not have cable anymore.
Right.
I know more people that are dropping their cable right now because it's a $200 a month
charge. Greg, you were
ahead
of the curve on this particular issue.
Yeah. And now I want cable back.
I'm trying to figure out a way to get rid of cable and still watch the Dodgers and still watch the Lakers.
Oh.
That's what I need.
No, you can do it right now. They both now have standalone services you can purchase where you don't have to be part of a cable package.
But you do have to have Spectrum.
No, you don't.
Phone and Wi-Fi.
As long as you're willing to pay for it, you're in. And I think that that's the way. It's going to be a la carte moving forward. You're going to be able to buy what you want.
Which to me,
Lisa and I built this house in Idaho.
Right.
We have no cable, no satellite.
Right.
We're doing everything. And one of the things, but I'm kind of cheating because I pay for DirecTV in Manhattan Beach. I have full access to the DirecTV app.
So then you actually have DirecTV up there.
Now, but DirecTV just recently made that app available to people that don't have satellite dishes.
Okay.
So you can do it. That's your ticket. Buy the DirecTV app. And then you get Lakers, Dodgers, all your other programming, and you don't have a dish, and all you're doing is streaming it.
See, so I read something that says you can get the Dodgers for free if you have Spectrum Wi-Fi and Spectrum cell service.
Sounds right. But, I mean, you don't have to go through those
hoops. I have Spectrum Wi-Fi.
But you don't have to go through those hoops. If you just buy this DirecTV streaming package, don't need a dish, don't need cable.
What do I get on DirecTV streaming? Do I get, like, the networks?
Everything.
All I need is SNL and the Sunday morning shows.
Mace.
That's all I ever get
on my DirecTV app. Everything. I get all the networks. I get all the ESPNs. I get Bally's. I get Dodgers. I get Lakers. That's what I'm doing in Idaho.
So how much are you spending total cable, streaming, everything?
Well, it's a little bit misleading because I'm still paying for the dish in Manhattan Beach.
Oh, right.
But I think if you don't, you can get it for under $100 a month.
Yeah. Cable's not going to be around. And by the way,
cable's almost like... Remember when Mason and I, more than you and Brian, Greg, because we're older than you guys, Mason and I used to go to record stores all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And you would spend a couple hours there buying.
I managed a record store.
And, you know, we went through a phase where you would buy cassette tapes because you listen to music in your car. And then we went, after that, we all bought CDs.
Yep.
I still have probably 100 CDs in my house.
Do you really?
And now there are no record stores.
No, there are record stores. Records have made a comeback.
Right,
I mean,
but
music hipsters.
All the hipsters are on vinyl now.
But my point is that pretty soon you can have cable.
Yep.
But you're going to be in the minority.
Yeah, I will. In 5 years, I won't have cable anymore.
This Amazon news, Greg, is gigantic. It is. People don't realize how much the world changed with this announcement today. They are now going to literally. They now are into the three major sports. NFL, NBA, and they're young and they're smart and they've got unlimited money. And here they come. They're going to take over the world.
And by the way, right now, because it's Amazon and because most of us have Prime, this survey just came out. 75% of U.S. shoppers have got Prime memberships. That means that a lot of people already have Prime and are already going to
watch
these
all
games.
This stuff.
Yeah, it's the biggest streaming service because 75% of Americans
and
have
remember
it.
Remember when Thursday Night Football went to Amazon, we all thought, oh, this is a pain in the ass. We're never going to be able to find it. Everybody figured it out.
The only problem is
old people.
Yeah, if we're here in the studio, we can't get it on any of our TVs.
Well, I don't know that's necessarily a major
Greg,
it's for me.
Greg,
yeah, that's it for
Greg,
you.
Greg, yeah. You know how you can solve that problem?
Huh.
I showed you.
I get it on my laptop.
What I have in my backpack.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I have an Amazon Fire Stick that I travel with.
Mm-hmm.
I hooked up the TV in the office that me and Cappy use.
Yep.
I hooked up the TV to the Fire Stick,
yep.
And I now watch whatever I want. And you could, if you plugged a Fire Stick into all five of these TVs, these Fire Sticks go on sale all the time. You can buy them for $20.
Let's go, Mal.
We're watching everything on Amazon.
We will be doing that at some point.
Excellent.
Before
excellent.
The next football season.
Greg, I will give you a tutorial.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I got one for you guys here real quick. So the NFL came out today and said that they are going to now allow the guardian caps that the players wear in practice for in-game. You know, players are now allowed to wear them in-game.
Really? Those goofy-looking kazoo helmets? Right?
Wait a minute. Somebody's actually going to wear those big...
Well, now they are allowed to. Before, they weren't allowed to. So now they have the option up to the players. But the first thing that came to my mind is, do you guys remember a couple years back when a couple baseball players wore the
giant oversized
helmet? Yeah.
That looked absolutely
ridiculous. That goofy hat?
Right. You think anybody will actually wear this in-game?
No, I do not.
Somebody suffers like a head injury, I could see him doing it. But other than that,
I think it's unlikely that we're going to see a lot of those. I mean, you go to Rams camp and you see guys wearing that, and you're like, God, that is so weird looking. I don't think it's going to catch on. I don't think we're going to... You know, do you remember... this is a super old school. Remember when the Flintstones got the Great Kazoo?
Yeah.
And this outer
space...
That's what these helmets look like. They're like the Great Kazoo. I don't think they're going to catch on, Brian, but it's a good topic.
Have you, Greg, have you and Brian ever seen the Flintstones?
Of course.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yabba-dabba-doo, you'd do that, right?
I'm not that young.
Yeah, see, Flintstones is one of those shows that
does
seems
it still
to
run? Still on today. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. A Boomerang or any of those challenges, sure. It's 24/7, it's on.
Yeah.
Very underrated show.
It's a classic. All right, so come back, take more call. Again, it's a dark day in Los Angeles.
The sky is falling.
The sky has fallen. It's already fallen, John.
It's
already rained cats and dogs.
Yes.
The Lakers are down 0-3 and likely to be closed out tomorrow. Get some more of your calls, 877-710-ESPN. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.